Three Chords and the Truth, a program showcasing the best in alternative roots and Americana music. With your hosts, Paddy McHugh and Jen Myers. Music, interviews and musings. Right here on 98.9 FM for the best country.
Hello, you are tuned to Three Chords and the Truth. My name is Paddy McHugh and I'm here with my effervescent buddy, Jen Myers. Hi, Jen.
Hi, Paddy. Effervescent, you say?
Yes,
that
yes.
That makes me feel very good about myself. Thank you very much.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure.
I will come in next time with a really cool vocabulary word about your personality.
That'd be great. Make sure it's okay. Nice, though. Please.
I will make sure it's nice. I will.
We're going to revisit The Jailhouse again, Jen. Look, 2 weeks ago, we did a show about The Jailhouse, and it was so popular. We had a lot of response on our Facebook, a lot of people throwing songs at us, so we just had to come back and do it again.
Yeah, well, you know, the Jailhouse theme is such a big popular theme in this kind of music, in alt country and Americana and country music, so there are plenty of songs to choose from. We're just going to keep going.
Keep rolling. Great.
Yeah, man.
Look, what we're going to do before we do anything else is our tradition of acknowledging the Jagera people as the traditional custodians of the land on which we are sitting.
And we would also like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of all the lands where this show is broadcast.
Now, Jen, this is the most requested song we got when we mentioned we were going to do prison episodes.
Absolutely.
And that, of course, is Mama Tried by Merle Haggard. So what a start.
Here we go. Yeah, man.
The first thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, and no one could change my mind, but Mama tried. The one and only rebel child from a family meek and mild, my Mama seemed to know what lay in store. Spite of all my Sunday learning, towards the bad I kept on turning, till Mama couldn't hold me anymore. I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried. Dear old daddy, rest his soul, left my mom a heavy load. She tried so very hard to fill his shoes, working hours without rest, wanted me to have the best. She tried to raise me right, but I refused. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried.
With a girl I used to know, the door to my cell is open wide, and a voice cries out, oh no. The judge says I'm guilty, my sentence is to die. I know I've been forgiven, but the price of love is high. my mind. For love I've killed my darling, and for love I'll lose my life. Swings open, it's time for me to go. The priest is reading my last rites. He says, "Dance for the living, you know." There's a crowd of us screaming, let that murder cry. But above all their voices, you can hear my mama cry. They strapped me in the chair and covered up my eyes. And the last voice I hear on earth is my mama's cry.
That was Loretta Lynn with a little bit of Jack White sauce on it.
A lot of Jack White sauce.
Oh, gosh. That's a song called Women's Prison. Next up is the indigenous legend Vic Sims with his tune, Get Back Into the Shadows.
I walked into this dive for dive. The air is thick from smoking. A flunky said, hey, boy, get out. I said, you must be joking. Well, I sat up in the group that played. The sound was loud and tinny. Here I was, mama's dark-haired boy. I was her brown-eyed, big and tinny. And this joint was fine. It blew my mind. I just got down to grooving. Then I looked around to see this man who said, hey, boy, get moving. He said, if you're brown, speak brown. And if you're white, he said, it's all right. And if you're black, you get back into the shadow. Well, I got up, I left the scene. I tell you, I was dreaming. 'Cause still and all, there was no call for him to say you're leaving. It's all right, and no more black.
You are tuned to Three Chords and the Truth. That last track that you just heard was Vic Sims with Into the Shadows, which is an incredibly interesting song because of the story behind how it was actually recorded. That song was recorded by Uncle Vic in a prison.
Really?
Yeah, and look, it's a really good story, and I'm thankful that we have a good friend of ours, Mr. Luke Peacock, on the line. And Luke knows a lot more about this than I do. Luke, how the hell did an Indigenous man end up recording an album in prison in the 1970s? How did this work?
Yeah, it's pretty wild, even by today's standards. I don't know. I think, like, at the end of the day, it was kind of a bit of a PR stunt on behalf of the Correctional Services of New South Wales, looking to give themselves make themselves look good, because there'd been a lot of horrible stuff going on in that prison particularly. Vic was in Bathurst, and there were some pretty notorious riots and things that happened, and they had a pretty bad rap. So it appears that it all happened because the prison system was trying to make itself look good, which is probably the long story short. Uncle Vic was a singer before he went into prison. He was like a child star. He did all sorts of really amazing, there's like this incredible story before this particular record. But he found himself in there and then somehow or another, things happened, and next thing there was a major label. It was RCA Records that sent in like a mobile studio into the kitchen, and the prison guards were like, you've got 1 hour.
And there were horns and everything, right?
Yeah.
Man.
An entire album in 1 hour, and he did it.
and he hadn't met the band, and he just kind of, he'd sent him some tracks.
No. Well, I think they sent him like a little tape recorder or something, and he recorded the songs on this tape recorder and then sent it back to the label, and then the label sent it off to the session musicians, and they all liked the songs, and then they all came in and just smashed them out, yeah.
Wow.
That's legit.
As you say, it's a pretty wild story, in today's standards, like that would never happen.
No.
Never happen.
No one would ever take that kind of chance, that kind of risk.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Now, Luke, this story came to you as well, and I know that because I was involved in it. I'm going to drop myself in there. But, Luke, you're involved in an incredible project that took this album, because it is a classic album, and a few people had heard of it and really, really loved it. And you guys kind of took it recently to a wider audience with the Painted Ladies. Can you tell us about that a bit?
Yeah, well, as you said, not really many people had heard the record, and I did. I was lucky enough to get a really good listen to it, and without even knowing the story behind the record and how it was made anything. I just loved the songs, and I started listening to it a lot. And then at one point I decided to learn one of the songs, and in that process of just sort of trying to make sure that I had the words right and everything right, and also I wanted to make sure I wasn't, upsetting anyone by playing the song, and through that whole process I was handed Vic's number, and I just rang Uncle Vic out of the blue, I was surprised he was still alive, to be honest. I didn't know really anything, and we kind of just really hit it off for some reason. We seemed to really get each other and enjoy each other's company, and over time I ended up recording like a demo of one of the songs just to send to him, just because it seemed like a nice thing to do. And from that, this whole idea came of doing basically the entire record again, which I was like totally down for, because one of the main things was like, you know, not enough people have heard this. Like,
mm.
I mean, I kind of think of myself as someone who's pretty sort of across good music that's getting around, you know, anything that is really great, I've generally, someone's told me about in the past or something, you know, but I just hadn't heard of this guy or this album at all. It was just by coincidence that it, that I ended up getting to hear it. So I agreed to do it. I thought, yeah, no, let's give this album another go, you know, it sort of had a go the first time round, but under the circumstances, obviously.
This group of people that got together and are the Painted Ladies, who's in that group? Because I've been told there's some guns in there.
Yeah, there's heaps of people. Uncle Vic himself was pretty involved, not so much in the music making part. He did sing one of the songs, which was incredible. Initially, I just want to get a band and just like get these songs down and record them. And I asked the Medics, and they were super keen. Mm-hmm. And then I guess as sort of word got around that we were going to be making this album, people were just sort of coming out of everywhere saying they wanted to contribute. So we ended up with, I don't even know how many, but we had Uncle Roger Knox and Uncle Bunna Laurie and Paul Kelly, Rusty Hopkinson from UMI got in touch and he wanted to be involved, and so we got him on as producer. Ed Cooper, who else is on there? Sue Ray.
I love Sue.
Patty, as you mentioned.
Danny Whittacombe, I heard. Patty got a run.
Thanks for that, Luke. Cheers, brother.
Yeah. it's been a while now, so I can't remember who else was on it.
Well, Luke, I know I was a part of it, so I'm biased, but I came into it pretty late in the picture, and I think the whole story of you giving this album, this incredible album that was recorded under the most incredible circumstances, and giving it another opportunity to be heard, and also what it did for Uncle Vic to get that, you know, that, I suppose, credit that was long overdue in some respects, was a really beautiful thing. And hats off to you, man, because it was a great project and you brought so many people together. So congratulations.
Thanks, man. Yeah, it's definitely one of those things that I, occasionally if I get the sads or whatever, I always think, you know, back on that, it's like, well, you know, that was really cool. You know, that's something I always have a lot of pride in, and you know, it just all went so well. You know, it could have gone terribly, but we pulled it off, and you know, I caught up with Vic, and I think September last time I was down in Sydney, and it's funny because it's kind of, you know, it all happened, and then and then it sort of quietened up, and we just caught up. You know, usually we catch up because we have something to do, but we just caught up just for the sake of catching up, and we both just sort of said, you know, that was really cool.
Yeah.
How it all worked out, and it went beyond what either of us thought it would do, and at the end of it, me and him are closer than ever. You know, we didn't kill each other, and we we're very, very, very close now. So yeah, it was pretty special thing.
Good on you, Luke. What an amazing story.
Well, look, we might just spin one of these tracks now for the listeners so they can hear what we're talking about.
Heck yeah.
The song we've picked is Stranger in My Country. And, Luke, thank you once again for talking to us, mate. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Shout out to Uncle Vic.
And, yeah, this is The Painted Ladies with Stranger in My Country.
Country, I'm a stranger in my land. To today to somewhere no account, tomorrow something grand. I doubt if you'd agree with me or if you'd understand. Until that day, for guys like me, I'm a stranger. Seems as though that I am not mistaken, 'cause I'm the one that you forgot after my land was taken. In early years we were put down and cast aside as vermin. Women, men and kids shot down and tamed by a Bible sermon.
Stranger in my country, I'm a stranger in my land. Today is somewhere no account, tomorrow something grand. I doubt if you'd agree with me or if you'd understand. Until that day, for guys like me, I'm a stranger. Stranger in my land.
Black is beautiful, I've heard it far and wide, man. Are you sincere in what you say? If not, then step aside. This land is like a store-bought pie. Lots of people come all to get themselves a slice. I can't get a crumb.
Stranger in my country, I'm a stranger in my land. Today to somewhere no account, tomorrow something grand. I doubt if you'd agree with me or if you'd understand. Until that day, for guys like me, I'm a stranger. Stranger in my land. Thank you.
Grizzly Man. And you're on Three Chords and the Truth on 98.9 for the best country.
That's right. And we are in the Jailhouse. Thank you very much to Luke for that fascinating tale. It's great.
Yeah. What a guy.
Jen.
Yes.
We're doing Jailhouse songs?
Yes.
You have picked the next one. Tell us about it, please.
Well, it's a live version of a tune called Jail, and it's a blues tune, and it's Big Mama Thornton.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
Brother, how much time do you have? Say, I got 5 long years. alone ain't nothing but the waste of your time.
You're tuned to Three Chords and the Truth, a weekly hoedown showcasing the best in Americana music with your hosts, Patty McHugh and Jen Mize.
All right, we're going to keep it going. We're in the slammer, y'all.
Yeah, but it's not just jailhouse music that we like as well. Jen, some of your favorite movies are also about the slammer as well. Is that right?
Yeah, it's true. I love The Green Mile.
Yes, yeah.
I love Shawshank Redemption. Mm-hmm. That's one of my favorites of all time. But I really love, if anyone's not seen it, the movie Life. It's Eddie Murphy and Martin Lawrence. It's like my favorite. And it's got like this bit where it's like, you gonna eat that cornbread? And every time I make cornbread, my husband says that at our house. You gonna eat that cornbread?
Love Eddie Murphy.
Oh, it's the best. That movie is fantastic.
All right, but we're talking songs tonight.
Yeah, we're talking songs.
What are we going to do next?
We're in the slammer, and we're going to go with a classic track from the Stanley Brothers called Stone Walls and Steel Bars.
Yeehaw!
You!
Oh,
right. That was one of my favorites, Grace Potter and the Nocturnal with her song Joey, about a guy getting out of prison and then being a little bit difficult.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Mm. Don't pay no mind to Joey.
Hey, Jen, I'm going to play one of my favorite songs now of the last couple of years. And it happens to be about prisons as well, which is just fantastic. It's by a Melbourne band called Cherrywood and a songwriter in the band called Josh Seymour.
Okay.
And, yeah, this came out on a record that they did a few years back. And I just absolutely love the sentiment in this song. I think it's a really good combination of old styles but delivered in a really modern, fresh way as well.
Okay.
Look, I could crap on about it for hours. Why don't we just play it?
Let's just do it.
This is a great song. And when they came to Brisbane and played, I stormed the stage and sung the chorus. Didn't ask them, didn't care. I was up there.
You just got up.
Too bad, yep.
Fantastic.
My old man's in Pantry. He's been there a while. I watch that clock tower up in the sky. I wonder what he's doing tonight. Oh, I wonder if he's doing all right. He says not to worry.
Guilty, he don't know that I'm passing through. jailer. He walked around here like he owns my their soul. You know that jailer's got the key. Be so easy, let me go.
That was the always cool J.J. Cale with his tune Jailer.
Yeah,
I like it. My gosh, I love J.J. Cale.
He's pretty smooth.
He's the coolest.
Jen, guess what? It's your favorite time.
Is it shout-out time?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
It is. And this week's shout-out goes to all the mob listening on Thursday Island.
Coming to you via the National Indigenous Radio Service at Radio Torres Strait.
Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Can't wait to get this straight one day. Oh, soon. All right, Jen, let's keep rolling with these prison songs. This next one is called Blackjack County Chain. It was actually written by Red Lane, and initially it was going to be sung by Charlie Pride, but he rejected it. And
really?
Willie Nelson then picked it up and made a hit out of it. But the version that we're going to do today is by an Irish singer called Christy Moore. So here we go, Blackjack County Chain.
Very cool tune.
Not knowing that the sheriff paid a bounty for men like me, you hadn't got a penny to their name. They locked my legs, 35 pounds of blackjack county chain. Water. Each day we had to build a road a mile and a quarter. A black snake whip would cut the back of any man who complained. But you couldn't fight back wearing 35 pounds of blackjack county chain. We all gathered round him, slowly creeping. Heaven help me to forget that night in the cold, cold rain. And I beat him to death with 35 pounds of blackjack county chain. Have all healed and I am thankful. There's nothing left but a scar around my ankle. Most of all, I'm glad no man will be a slave again. To a black snake whip and 35 pounds of blackjack county chain. I'll play on your head. Thank you. chain. To a black snake whip and 35 pounds of blackjack counter chain. To a black snake whip and 35 pounds of blackjack counter chain.
Well, Patty, that brings us to the end of our show, our second episode of Jailhouse Tunes.
A bit sad about that.
It is a bit sad. It's amazing how Jailhouse and the Slammer kind of songs resonate with folks.
And actually make you feel good, even though it's about a sort of a you know, sad or difficult topic.
But yeah, well, I guess that's how blues music and some country music works, really, I guess.
Yeah, I suppose it's sort of, you know, the antithesis of that, you know, like it's such a hard thing and maybe music is the positive side of it, I suppose.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's been a popular show, the Jailhouse Tunes.
Mm.
FYI to our listeners out there, we really want to play the kinds of things you're interested in. So reach out to us on social media, on our Facebook page for Three Chords and the Truth, and let us know. Let us know what you'd like to hear. If you'd like a certain theme to be played, we'll work on it for
That's
you.
That's right. You've got an idea. You want us to explore it. Let us know. We're open to it. We're men and women of the people.
Yeah, we're super keen. So, we're going to go out with one last track.
Yeah.
And it's got to be this one. It's Bob Dylan with I Shall Be Released.
Oh, yeah. Catch you next week.
They say every man must need protection. They say every male must fall. Yet I swear I see my reflection someplace so high above the wall. I see my light come shining from the west down to the east. Any day now, I shall be released. In this lonely crowd is a man who swears he's not to blame. All day long I hear him cry so loud, calling out that he's been framed. Yeah, I see my light come shining from the west down to the east. Any day.